Hey there, this is Soap Dirt with your Young and the Restless daily spoilers for the week of Monday, February 13th through Friday, February 17th, 2023. There's a lot of action in Genoa City, a lot of corporate hijinks, a lot of personal family conflict, so let's jump right in. On Monday, February 13th, Jack Abbott and Diane Jenkins are just so in love and so happy. And they swap I love yous on Monday. That's great for them, but it's really annoying for Ashley Abbott, who comes home and finds the interloper in her house. She doesn't like her there, she has a big fit, and Jack and Ashley get into a showdown. It's so bad that he tries to kick her out of the family mansion, which, you know, she owns a share of. That's her house too. But he's had enough, and that's his home as far as he sees it. Ashley's in Paris a lot. So he asks her how much it will cost to buy her out. Ashley's not going to be bought, though, and kicks it right back in his face. And then she goes running over to talk to Tucker McCall, like he's not just as bad as Diane. So, meanwhile, back at the mansion, Jack pulls out a key and ask Diane to move in. And they talk about some of their issues, but it's a very sweet moment if you like them as a couple. Also on Monday, Victor and his mini-me, Victoria Newman, talk about how to best crush Tucker McCall. Audra Charles goes over and does a little fishing expedition with him, and it's not clear which side she's playing because she actually tells Tucker that the Newmans are plotting against him, but then she reports back to Nate and tells him that she did it, and she did it to let him take her into his confidence again. So we're definitely going to have to see how that plays out. Tuesday, February 14th is Valentine's Day in Genoa City, and Victor Newman and Nikki Newman take a look back at their long relationship and their happy times, and we all know they've had some times that weren't happy in times when he was married to other people and so was she, but they're going to focus on their love story that's ongoing, and so we'll get a nice look back at that. Meanwhile, Daniel Romolotti gets a huge Valentine's Day gift. Remember, he's really, really mad at Phyllis Summers because she flew overseas to talk to his estranged wife about reuniting with him and telling him all about how much Daniel's changed. Well, she comes home and Daniel's furious. He fired her from Omega Sphere, remember? But maybe he's going to forgive his mom because in his hotel room waiting for him, bam, there's Heather. And we're going to see Vail Bloom back in the role. What Daniel doesn't know at the time is that his daughter Lucy is there too. But first Heather wants to suss him out and see, has he really changed? Can we put the past behind them? Also on Tuesday, February 14th, Nick Newman opens up to Victoria Newman. Now, that's all the spoilers tell us, but what's the only thing that Nick Newman has to open up about? She already knows that he's dating Sally, so is he gonna drop the baby bomb on his sister? Is he gonna tell her that Sally Spector's pregnant? This is very important because Sally's got a DNA test in the works right now, and the leak that we heard here at Soap Dirt from a reliable source is that someone tampers with that test. So with another Newman knowing about it, how long will it be until Victoria runs that info over to the mustache and tells her daddy that Nick probably knocked up, the woman that he hates most? And even if it's not his kid, if it's Adam's kid, Victor's going to be equally mad. So him tampering with the test wouldn't really help because he doesn't want either of his sons to be pregnant with Sally. So we'll have to wait and see. But whatever Nick tells Vicky, if it's about the baby, it's a huge deal. Midweek in Genoa City on Wednesday, February 15th, we have Diane Jenkins making a big move. Now, is this the big move, packing up her stuff and moving over into the mansion? Maybe. She's also making some moves at Jabot because, you know, she has her eye on Phyllis's old job at Marchetti Home. So we'll have to see if she pushes for that or if it's just her moving her luggage and her socks and undies over to the Abbott Mansion to spend 24/7 with Jack. Also on Wednesday, Tucker tells Ashley a secret. Now, this is important because we have an undated spoiler for next week where Ashley reveals a secret. So is it Tucker's secret that he just shared that she takes to him? Is it about his debt? Is it about the fragile situation his company is in? Is he saying it's a secret, but it's a big fat lie? Because, you know, it's Tucker. And he's just rotten, rotten, but sexy and fun. Also, midweek, Phyllis reaches out and tries to mend things with her daughter, Summer Newman. Of course, Summer and Kyle fired her from Jabot. And now Daniel has fired her from Omega Sphere. She doesn't have her hotel. And Phyllis, with nothing to do, reminds me of the phrase, you know, idle hands are the devil's playthings, and Phyllis will always find trouble. So if she makes it back up with Summer, maybe Summer will hire her back for that job that Diane's coveting, and that would be kind of interesting. Then on Thursday, February 16th, Victoria and Nate Hastings are having one of their all-important business meetings that sometimes involve alcohol and tongues down each other's throats, and lo and behold, they cross lines again while plotting. The big question is are they finally going to do the deed this time? Because you see the writing on the wall. Nate's a cheater. Nate was cheating with Elena when they met because she was with Devon, and he's already kissing her, and he's vibing with Audra, and he's just a super sketchy guy. You know, he tried to turn on his family and betray them when they, you know, were doing this endless IPO that we're still dealing with. But, you know, the good thing about Nate cheating is at least that means maybe we'll get more time with Sean Dominic shirtless, and who can say no to that? Also on Thursday, Daniel explains the changes he made to Heather and why everything could be better for them now with his new project and this new life in Genoa City, and then he'll get to see his daughter again, which is great. That same day, Tucker makes it clear to Ashley that he wants another chance with her. Now, he already got her back into bed once, but, you know, she figured out what he was doing right away. The question is, will she fall for his BS again? Because he's actively trying to get back in Audra's bed, too. He's just a horn dog. The man has not changed. But, man, Trevor St. John just chews the scenery, and he's fun to watch. So let's see if he can talk Ashley into giving him another chance. What is this, like the third, fourth chance? We'll see. As the week closes in Genoa City on Friday, February 17th, Jeremy Stark is back in town. So it's not clear if he's awaiting trial and bailed out, or there wasn't enough physical evidence to tie him to the break-in at Nikki and Victor's apartment, since, you know, he didn't do the break-in, Jack did. So we'll have to see, but Victor's not happy he's back in town and threatens him. I don't think Jeremy's going to like that. He doesn't seem to respond well to threats, but it's nice to have more scene time with James Hyde, who is a delicious silver fox. So we'll see if he sticks around. I know they've extended his contract a little, so this could be a lot of fun. Also, Phyllis comes to see Jack on Friday, and she has a surprising update. Now, I don't know if she's updating him about making things up with Summer or with Heather showing up and her taking credit for that. Whatever she's come to tell him, she's not going to be happy to hear Jack's big life update that Diane has moved into the mansion, because that's just going to set Phyllis off. So that should be a lot of fun. Also on Friday, Adam Newman decides to take aim at Victoria. This is interesting because now he's out at Jabot. Does he want her CEO seat, or does he just want payback on her because he's blaming her for screwing things up with Sally? Because if it hadn't been for Victoria targeting them in their leadership positions at Newman Media, then he wouldn't have had to walk away, and he wouldn't have done the fake breakup with her, and Sally wouldn't be in his brother's bed. So he's definitely got an axe to grind. In a couple of other undated spoilers for next week on Young and the Restless, Victor strikes a deal. Now, it's not clear if this is the deal to buy Tucker's debt or if somehow Jeremy Stark and Victor make some kind of deal. We'll have to wait and see. And it says Billy makes a power move. That's a strange spoiler since you think power moves, you usually think corporate stuff. And Billy Abbott does not have a job. His job seems to be full-time, just spending as much time as he can with Chelsea Lawson. So maybe it's a power move with her. Maybe they get romantic. Who knows? We'll have to see. But that's what to expect next week on Young and the Restless, Monday, February 13th through Friday, February 17th. Don't miss a moment and enjoy.